This is Daybreak on CBC Radio 1. Three more communities have now been evacuated because of the raging fire in Fort McMurray. Yesterday on our program, we heard from Matt Aaron. He's from Kelowna, but he now works as a pilot in Fort McMurray. We heard his harrowing tale of trying to get out of town as the fire crept closer. Christina Aaron is Matt's wife. She and their three children just arrived in Kelowna from Edmonton last night after earlier fleeing with Matt from that fire in Fort McMurray. Christina's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Chris.
We spoke with your husband, Matt, yesterday. You were all in a hotel in Edmonton. You're in Kelowna now with your kids, I understand. Where is Matt?
Matt's in Edmonton. He's still in our hotel room there, and he was, last I heard, on call this morning with his company, just waiting to hear if he's going to need to do any flights today in and out of there. He did a few yesterday.
And did he tell you what it looked like from the air?
I've seen pictures from the air, and just smoke. Lots of smoke is pretty much what you can see during the day. You don't see a lot of flames from the air, but the whole area is just covered with smoke.
What do you know about your... We heard yesterday the story of your family getting to the airport in your car. What do you know now of, first of all, your home, and secondly, your vehicle?
Our home is safe, as far as I know now, that our neighborhood in Kimberley has not been affected. Our vehicle is parked at the hangar at the old airport area where the fire was last night. We've heard from people who were in that area last night that the hotel may have been on fire in the area, which is across the street from where our vehicle's parked. And I left all of our photo albums and everything in a suitcase in the vehicle, thinking it would be safe at that location. So, yeah, the thought of losing all of our photos right now. But, I mean, I'm just happy that we're here and we're safe, and family has photos. We can get extra photos. So the initial shock of it, or losing that stuff, is shocking. But then you think, you know, we still have our life. We still have each other. Everyone we know is out and safe. We know a lot of people who have lost their homes. But everyone's just so grateful that they're out of there.
Your kids went to school on Monday and Tuesday. Now here you are in Kelowna, so far away from home. What will your kids do for the next week? Never mind the next month and a half.
Yeah, I don't know. My kids think they're on a vacation, but my first thought, even deciding to come here, is do I need to put my kids into school here? And on the other hand, they're not going back into school in Dickensfield in Fort McMurray anytime soon. So, yeah, that's definitely something that I need to think about and look into. Do they need to be registered in school here in Kelowna now that we're here? How long are we going to be here? I have no idea. I'm assuming at least a few weeks, so maybe more. So I don't know.
Any thought now about reuniting with Matt and getting him down here? Or will you go back to Edmonton? Do you have any plans in that way?
Well, I thought about that as we were leaving. We also had our dog with us. So a friend of mine in Edmonton took our dog, Matt's in a hotel, and just getting those two reunited and then get them reunited with us. It depends on what happens with Matt and work and what they need from him through his company and how long he'll be flying and helping out there. So we just have to wait and see right now.
And what's it like for you now, safe and sound in Kelowna, where, you know, we've had our share of wildfires too? What's it like for you to watch all of this unfolding now from afar?
To be honest, I'm just so happy to see the weather here right now. My parents live in an area that's very wooded, and if I came here too hot and dry, I would probably be a lot more nervous than I am right now. It brings back the memories of the fires here, for sure. And the whole memory of yesterday and the day before seems like a movie that I just watched. It's hard to actually fathom that we went through that. It's very surreal.
Christina, glad to hear you and your family are safe. We hope your car is all right, too. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.